Hey guys, Richie Frost here again. Just want to say thank you to all the people who are subscribing. I really appreciate it. This is my second podcast, and today we're going to be discussing a recent growth in the gift card economy. I know I'm primarily talking to young entrepreneurs, or so I think, but this is something, a story that you should really pay attention to if you haven't heard about it yet. It just really exemplifies the fact that if you find a niche or a problem or something, you can really maximize it on it, even in this economy. So basically the deal is that recently the gift card economy has jumped from $57 billion in 2005 to $97 billion in 2007. They dropped a little bit in 2008, but they expect the industry to surpass $100 billion by 2012. That's just crazy growth. And they say that although less people are buying stuff, they bought more gift cards and put less money on them. So people are still really big on the gift cards. And so a lot of companies have been capitalizing on that, and they've created new ways to deal with the gift card. First one I'm going to share with you today is called GiftZip.com. Basically, it's a gift card without the card. Shoppers can choose a merchant, and an e-gift card pops up in the recipient's inbox. So you can send it through the internet. Basically, you can redeem it in store or online. And basically, a lot of big companies are in it. Forever 21, Target, and even smaller companies like Culinary Teas and stuff like that. The next company is called PlasticJungle.com. Basically, it's a trading post for new and used gift cards. You can buy, sell, and trade gift cards for 65 to 85% of the card's value, depending on how popular it is. And there's a whole bunch of people who are in that, like Old Navy, Sears, CVS, and the Cheesecake Factory. The next one's called Shared Progress. It's three gift card websites combined in one: GiftCardBuyback.com, GiftCardsAgain.com, and GiftCardDonor.com. Users can unload cards for 64 to 83% of their value. You can sell cards at 3% to 20% discount. And you can accept cards on behalf of nonprofit organizations. So really creative ideas of these gift cards ideas. They really found a niche, and they're moving with it, and they're really banking on it. The next two, one of them is swapagift.com. Basically a quick way to get cash for your card. If you don't want a card, whatever, you can get money from it, and they'll pay you. Any valid gift card is accepted. Buyback rates depend on the popularity of the card and whatnot. LeverageCard.com is an online management system. You can buy, swap, or check card balances and earn interest on the cards. It's a little heavier on the restaurants, entertainment, and bigger retailers, about 200 merchants on that one. Those are the main ones that are in this article. If you see the description, it'll tell you, you can find a little more information on it. Basically, the moral of this lesson, or this today's show, is basically that if you find a niche, and although you may seem like it's not a great idea, you can make it and capitalize into a huge industry and a huge profit, like the gift card economy. Whoever thought that gift cards would be so popular, I guess, in this economy, it seems to be working. But really, guys, just go out there and find the niche and make some money. Stay tuned for my next podcast, which will be hopefully soon.